To say that my family and some of my friends have a flair for, I guess you'd say, dramatics, it's a total understatement. Texts from my good friend usually start with her saying, "I'm so upset." And then it's usually followed something like, "Oh, I gained a couple of pounds this week. The dog went poop on the porch," or "I noticed another gray hair." And then I look at my phone and say, "Well, you know what? There are worse things in life." But over the past 2 years, I noticed a trend. "I'm so upset" was usually followed by, "Oh, Lisa isn't talking to me anymore because I posted a picture wearing a Make America Great hat again."
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
Or maybe it was something like, "Kevin posted a nasty comment about the Democrats, and now he won't return my messages."
Every time Donald thinks things are not going in his direction, he claims whatever it is rigged against him.
So what's happening? Instead of bringing us together, people on Facebook are totally getting swept up in this political divide. And I'll tell you, it's tearing apart our friendships and our relationships.
I like Trump because Trump is not a politician. He talks like a guy.
Since the 2016 election, things really haven't settled down on the social media front.
"Where we have to rely on the sanity of Kim Jong-un and Putin over the president of the United States."
We've already been inundated with a flood of posts about gun rights, the Second Amendment, walkouts, protests, inadequate pay, global warming, nuclear warheads, what's going on in North Korea. Well, then there's Stormy Daniels and the Me Too movement, and then the list goes on and on. Now, as midterm elections approach, the arguments, the debates, the "I'm no longer ever going to speak with you again" moments will be front and center again for a lot of folks on Facebook. I'm talking about nastiness, hostility, stress, and a nonstop barrage of opinionated and vulgar posts are right on the horizon, and the worst of it may be coming from our own friends and family. Leading up to November 8th, 2016, that, of course, was the presidential election. We lost all civility. We screamed at family, friends, and the people we loved. It was all over politics. People on Facebook suddenly became experts in politics, skipping the pictures of vacations, pets, and dinner. Instead, they turned on caps lock and they posted their political thoughts. At some point, it was no longer about making America great again, "I'm with her," or feeling the burn. It became about pure rage, and the ones with the worst tempers did their best to ruin social media for everybody else. Now, after nearly 2 years, it's slowly building up again to this crescendo of midterm elections. Don't be naive. History will repeat itself. If it hasn't already, your Facebook timeline is going to get more political than ever. But this time, we're smarter. We're going to take the steps needed to prevent those hurt feelings and broken friendships. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Komando. And these are the type of topics that I love to explore in these Komando On Demand podcasts, which, if you're not already getting them delivered to your phone, your tablet, your computer automatically, you really should. It's super simple to do. On Apple iTunes, just click subscribe. And on Google Play, it does the same. This way, you get all of our Komando On Demand podcasts delivered to your favorite device automatically. In this special Komando On Demand podcast, we're going to help you keep your timeline clear of the political madness and craziness that happens on Facebook. Coming up, as the midterm elections draw near, I have the tips that you need to stay away from the political rhetoric. "2 billion people can't be wrong, except if they have a different opinion. Then they can be torn apart. Look, for most of us, there are enough places to talk about politics. Simply turn on the radio or television seemingly every second of the day and night, and someone is spouting about the left or the right, the liberals, the conservatives, the Democrats, the Republicans. And on social media, the silent majority engages with each other. They tell stories, they build relationships. It's a giant crowd talking to family members and friends while celebrating events in everyday life. Taking time to connect with a person from your past and just letting them know you're thinking about them. But the positivity and silence doesn't make for a good headline. The vocal and noisy minority will always grab the attention. We all have that one relative who must spout off about politics at any family gathering, going on and on and on as if you asked for his or her opinion. So you keep nodding, waiting for that opening where you can just walk away. So imagine your politically charged relative is just sitting around on Facebook, scanning the news feeds and political posts to comment on, sharing ridiculous political articles, and exuding venom.
You are a blabbermouth!
It's the dreaded blabbermouth. Yes, unlike those skinny clothes you have tucked away back in your closet, just in case you can fit into them again, you can get rid of the blabbermouth. Blabbermouths are easy to spot. Their candidates are perfect. They have the only ideas that will ever work. They are the most wonderful people ever. The candidates they dislike are always the lowest of all human beings. End of story. We all know the election is important. And if it's really important to the blabbermouths, they're going to go on and on and on and on about everything they feel that just must be shared.
That would be when everyone is putting everything up on Facebook. I don't know what your generation's fascination is with documenting your every thought, but I can assure you they're not all diamonds.
Sometimes in life, you have to be the bad guy. It's up to you to take the initiative and just unfollow that person. It might be the only way to get back a little piece of your sanity. When you decide to unfollow friends, all of their posts will vanish right from your screen. It's easy, it's painless, and it lessens the headache of reading any depraved comments. All you have to do is find any post from the blabbermouth. Next, click the arrow at the top right and select, yes, the magical word, unfollow. Just like when you've made the decision to unfriend someone, they're not going to receive an alert when you unfollow them. So it's kind of a win-win for everyone. You're free of the wannabe political pundits. They remain under the impression that you really care what they say, and you spend all of your days reading, digesting, and just loving their political points of views. Ugh, love technology. Another trick to getting rid of the politics, it might be even better than unfollowing. There's a browser extension. It's a great little tool that will help keep your sanity this election year. If you're like many of us and you use the browser Chrome, you're totally in luck. There's a special plugin that will scrub your screen of almost any political posts or comments. Now, notice I said almost. The plugin works like this. It cleverly tracks the posts and links that your friends share. For the written word, the plugin is a fantastic tool, but it cannot necessarily figure out when a meme has a political subtext. The social media world, they just love to overuse memes and GIFs, so you can expect them to still pop out. Now, this trick only works for Chrome browsers, so if you ever switch over to Safari or Firefox or Edge, this extension is totally useless. But if you use Chrome, allowing or disallowing politics on your wall is as simple as a thumb slide to the left or to the right. You can choose to read the comments when you want to, or just take a break from it all. To start cleaning up your feed using this browser extension, head over to commando.com, and in the search bar on the top right, just type in browser extension, and you got it. All right, living in peace on Facebook. It was easy to do a decade ago. Today, it totally sounds like a dream or more like some type of fantasy world that's just not possible. But it is. Now, you can ease your anxiety by capitalizing on the ability to customize your experience. Now, many of you don't realize this, but you can pretty much change anything that you want on your Facebook feed. All you have to do is try another browser plugin called Social Fixer. No matter your political beliefs, getting too many election and issue-related posts can become easily overwhelming. That's why I like Social Fixer. It directly allows you to hide things on your Facebook newsfeed. This one is a plugin designed to work with several different browsers. It works with Chrome, Firefox, Safari, and Opera. Now, once you install the plugin, a preset filter will then keep politics right out of your Facebook feed. This means, in everyday terms, Friends get to stay friends. You get to check in on each other's families, talk about the theater, sports, scrapbooking, whatever you want. Social Fixer will allow you to breathe for a moment and embrace the many reasons you became friends in the first place without bothering to care if you identify more with an elephant or a donkey.
You just remember what your old past said, for you got a friend in me.
Social Fixer is a great way to stay friends. It wasn't just designed for politics, but any keyword or topic that you might find tiring or distasteful. No one has ever uttered, "I love everything I come across" on my Facebook timeline. This tool can help you clean up a lot more than just political rants. Keep that in mind. With 2.2 billion people on the social network, it's likely not going away in our lifetime. Plenty of people love to complain about Facebook and then announce that they're done. How many people do you know who have actually dumped Facebook? If you're sitting there on the fence, give Social Fixer a try. Besides removing specific keywords or topics, you can even get rid of some sponsored content. And I think we can all agree that's a little bit of a luxury these days online with advertising following us wherever we go. Another thing about Social Fixer that you should know that many people don't, even after they install it, is that it has something called stealth mode. Using it, you can check out people's profiles without worrying about clicking on the wrong button. Just about anything you can do to let people know you are checking out a profile is disabled. Now, if you want to start cleaning up your Facebook feed with Social Fixer, we've got the step-by-step instructions on my website over at commando.com. Now, still to come, Facebook has been a giant influence since it launched back in 2004. Don't let it become an angry influence or a distraction before you walk into the polls this year. Today, we're so much more intelligent. We don't like to be swayed by political discourse. Coming up ahead, why the key to silencing the social media pundits could actually lie in the advertisements that you see that pop up on your Facebook feed. So stay right where you are.
A, B, C. A, always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
I use this phrase a lot. When you think about it, Facebook is also always closing. The currency for you as the person, the user, attention. The currency for Facebook, money, and a lot of it. In 2017, here's a little fun fact for you. Facebook made $40.6 billion in revenue. Of course, the bulk of it comes from digital advertising. Those commercials are specifically targeted towards you. Now, of course, we all learned that this year from the Cambridge Analytica scandal, companies are willing to open their wallets and pay big money for your politics. Facebook is, of course, a public company, and they are more than willing to cash those checks.
When we learned in 2015 that Cambridge Analytica had bought data from an app developer on Facebook that people had shared it with, we did take action. We took down the app, and we demanded that both the app developer and Cambridge Analytica delete and stop using any data that they had. They told us that they did this. In retrospect, it was clearly a mistake to believe them.
You may not realize it, but the ads that hit you each time you log on can result in political noise. Now, you can't completely get rid of the ads. Facebook isn't going to give up that cash cow. But you can discourage Facebook from posting ads you don't like. Once again, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is take a few seconds and find that little arrow in the upper right-hand corner of an advertisement and then click on Hide Ad. The little banner quickly gets replaced with something different. If you do it enough times, Facebook will learn to avoid similar political ads in the future. This is your moment in time to not take it anymore. The midterm elections, they're going to be here before we know it. There may be a blue wave or the red continues to rise. We're going to find out in November. But long before you walk into your polling place, political ads and speeches will fill the media. You're going to have a hard time getting away from it all. And social media is going to become increasingly angrier. When it comes to politics, tension, you know that, it's always high. We're talking about the issues, the candidates, the posts, can all put people in a very emotional state. Now, when that happens, people lose their filter and jot down opinions that can be polarizing. This often results in unneeded insults and, of course, finger pointing. But now you have the power to control what exactly you see on Facebook. I hope you use these easy tips and survive this political season coming up. And remember, keep your feed positive. Go ahead, just post a picture of whatever you're eating, or maybe a picture of your feet beside the pool. In the end, none of us want to lose friends over political beliefs. There's so much more that goes into each of us as a person, not just identifying as being red or blue. And if you've listened to this entire podcast, and for some reason you feel compelled to go to commando.com, scroll to the bottom, and then click on the link that says Contact Kim, and tell me that I was very political in this podcast because I went this way or that way, just save it. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Komando. Hey, stay up to date with all the Komando articles and podcasts with the Komando app. It's free, and you get notifications for podcasts like this one and the very latest articles on everything digital and those security alerts. And if you like this podcast, do me a favor. Don't forget to subscribe. Head over to iTunes, Google Play, and also give us a great 5-star rating and review us, because that helps us better our podcasts and also helps more people to find our podcasts. And that's what it's all about. So thanks for listening. I'll see you next time, and I'll see you on the radio for the Kim Komando Show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.